Cessna's PR pushback against the BizJet bashers. How's it going so far? I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for the download today. In the Thursday special feature, we heard the first half of a conversation between ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell and Cessna VP of Marketing Tom Aniello, promoting business aircraft use as a competitive advantage for businesses and a tool for rising from the recession. Today, we start part two with an assessment of how the ad has been received.
You mentioned that the campaign has yielded attention that was beyond your expectations. Can you explain a little bit of how that attention is reaching you, how you're dealing with it, and if there are any particularly interesting dividends that it's paying off at this point?
Well, we're starting to label it the Rush bump. We certainly didn't expect Rush Limbaugh to pick up our flag and start carrying it on his show. We received a lot more media attention in publications outside the normal industry and trade, whether that's on Fox Business or stories we've seen in New York Times editorials and Wall Street Journal. Those are the kind of publications that really get your message out to a broader audience. It's great. What we wanted to do was engage in a healthy, fact-based debate at that national level, and that certainly achieved it. It's hard to believe it did with just a single ad. The other neat part of this has been behind the scenes. I mean, literally hundreds of letters and emails that we've received, not only from our customers, but from many of our competitors' customers, just thanking us for standing up and taking a stand for business aviation. And the other unanticipated consequence, which is probably, to me and a lot of people here, has been the most beneficial one, are the hundreds of emails and letters that we received from employees who've been going through some very difficult times here over the last 90 days, who just thanked us. They thanked us for telling our story. They said they were proud to be Cessnans and proud to be part of this company, and glad to see that we were stepping up and trying to do something to change our fate and our forward direction and really taking a leadership position. So on a lot of different levels, it really seemed to resonate with a lot of people, much greater than we anticipated.
Well, that's something that has come up here a couple of times. We get a lot of emails from Cessna staffers. We've got a number of folks who read us, and one of the most poignant was one that appeared, I guess, the day after the initial ad was put forth. And it was one of your independence workers who sent me a note and said, it's tough, and we're all kind of looking over our shoulder and wondering what's happening next, but it was nice to see that Jack has my back.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It's a great, great summary of everything that we've heard, Jim. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is an industry that obviously ignites incredible passions. You love it or you hate it, depending on who you are. And obviously,
I hate this industry.
This is such an amazing industry that empowers people to do phenomenal things. As people who cover the industry, as well as people who operate, granted a small business aircraft ourselves, we just don't see how we get ahead without the mobility and the professional advantage of an aircraft.
Yeah.
And it's for us, it's the most natural thing in the world.
Yep.
But to communicate that to a public that has had to deal with spectacles like the big three being called on the carpet, and then the next time they show up, they're driving, their version of the Studebaker. Eek. Eek.
Yeah.
Tough stuff.
It is one of those things that there's an intangible benefit to it. And it really is, to use a phrase that's probably overused, they're all aircraft, whether they're Citations or Skyhawks, they're time machines. And in fact, we had a customer visit yesterday, a gentleman who is of some celebrity and owns a Cessna 206 that he purchased used a year or so ago and just began flying himself a year or so ago. But the way it is allowed him to just leverage his time and do so many more things in the course of a week or a month was just astounding. And if you just ran a spreadsheet and looked at the numbers, you'd look at it and say, well, yeah, that's I can identify what all my expenses are, but it's almost intangible, the benefits. But you inherently know that these things just multiply your effectivity and allow you to enjoy higher quality of life because of the time you can spend with your family and the way that you can maximize your time. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, but they really are things that you don't realize how beneficial they can be until you've had a chance to use them and then start to rely on them.
Yay, Reverend.
Preaching to the choir.
Yeah, boy, big time. Will we see similar efforts for the rest of the product line? Obviously, the attention has been on jets. But let's face it, right here where I live at Haller Air Park, there's, you know, compatriots here that are doing business, and very good business, I might add, in their 172s.
Yeah.
There are folks out running around doing phenomenal business and with tremendous loads and caravans. And let's not leave out the former Columbia, now Corvallis line. These are hot, fast, capable little airplanes that basically are the definition, piston-wise, of go fast, get there now. Will we see similar efforts in direction toward those airplanes?
Yes, you will. And in fact, there is one of the ads in the leadership campaign which does feature propeller products. And that's something over the course of the last several years since my return to Cessna, one of my observations has been, in many ways, we act like or have acted like three different aircraft companies in the past. Whether you were interested in a propeller aircraft like a Skyhawk or a Skylane, or a Caravan was a second experience, and a Citation was a third experience. So we're really trying to treat the entire product line, and it's a big challenge, as one single Cessna experience. And so we're taking good things we learned from propeller aircraft and applying them to Citation and vice versa. That being said, we see a tremendous number of opportunities. And we're also starting to see a very different way in which people use propeller aircraft. And in the past, it's been very much a learn to fly, and 20, 30 years ago, a lot of recreational use of it. And today, it's pure business use. And I think we need to look at different opportunities. It's not always somebody who wants to be a pilot, that's traditionally who we've always been talking to, but there's a much greater population out there who could benefit from the use of that aircraft, whether it's a 182 or a Citation 10, that have no interest in learning to fly. And so we need to look at some other solutions there that allow them access into the world of business aviation without such a high hurdle to get into it.
And let's face it, once you've gotten used to 200 knots, the concept of 300 to 400 knots and even more becomes that much more enticing.
Well, that's kind of the nature of this industry. We figured out over the years that the desire or the appetite for speed is insatiable. Even our Citation 10 customers are saying, well, how about a little bit more speed? Can we go a little faster? So that's something that we have to continue to
let me feel the Mach Buffett, baby.
it's funny. I have my background is actually engineering, and I have some very good friends in our advanced design group here, some former classmates and former colleagues professionally, and so we spend a lot of time talking about new product development, and I just joke with them. I said, I've gone to the dark side. I'm in marketing now. It shouldn't surprise you that we always want more speed, more payload, more range at a lower cost. So don't act surprised when we ask for that.
We'll be back in a moment for more with ANN's Jim Campbell and Cessna VP Tom Aniello. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Jim Campbell is talking with Cessna VP of Marketing Tom Aniello about the company's ad promoting the use of business aircraft.
The other thing that popped up as this campaign became known is, to a certain extent, it could not have had any more validity than Cessna coming out to bat. That's the part that was kind of interesting. You're one of the, if not the oldest company in the business, fielding such a line at this point with an incredible history and just, I mean, how many hundreds of thousands of airplanes across the globe overall over the years. But for you to come out swinging this way and to keep swinging, that was a really good thing.
Well, and certainly, we have a vested interest in all this too. But also, as a leader in this industry, there's a responsibility to the industry and the infrastructure that goes beyond just your own employees and your own bottom line. And that's, you have to keep the industry healthy. And we don't need to eat the whole pie. We just want to make the pie bigger and earn our share of it. But that's kind of Cessna's culture too. It's internal. There's just a lot of good people here. At the end of the day, we all love aviation. We're very fortunate to work in an industry that allows us to make a living at that. And we want to provide more jobs for people who are interested in those kinds of things. And it's just a good company to work for.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom, we're going to give you a chance to summarize here, but you've had a message that has gone out to the world that has been jaundiced on the concept of business jets, business travel by airplanes, and most things aviation. If it isn't one thing, it's another, and with the exception of Captain Sullenberger, there hasn't been a whole lot of very positive things to say about aviation,
Yeah. Except
for Cessna coming out and swinging. What message, though, after talking to the rest of the world, what message do you want to impart to all of us about our industry and our future?
Well, as I said earlier, we tend to be optimists here. And we see not only the personal joy that aviation brings a lot of people, but also the professional success. At the end of the day, most of these aircraft, the vast majority that we sell, are used in a business capacity. The way the economy is today, we need, companies have to get back to work. We have to get back to growing the economy, growing our own businesses. And the element of a face-to-face relationship with your customers and your suppliers and your business partners isn't going away. In fact, it's probably becoming an even greater need. And one of the most efficient and best ways to do that is having access and use of a business aircraft, whether it's a Skyhawk or a Citation 10. And we think we can be a critical element in helping our customers bring this economy back, bring their companies back, bring jobs back. And at the end of the day, this industry too is the other day I was listening to somebody on television talking about how America, I think it was Joe Scarborough, saying how America doesn't make anything anymore. And my immediate response was, come out here to Wichita, Kansas, and take a look at just one one of five centers in the United States that is a center for excellence in manufacturing of aircraft. Now, this is an industry that the United States leads in. 40% of our products are exported. This is a true American success story, not just Cessna Aircraft Company, but the entire industry, and we want to keep that going long into the future.
Tom, I can't thank you enough for your time. We sure appreciate it, and more important than anything else, keep at it.
Well, thank you, Jim. We appreciate the opportunity. This is certainly something we're passionate about, and we know you are too, so thank you very much for the time today.
Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Tom Aniello is Cessna's VP of Marketing. You can find more information about Cessna Aircraft Company at www.cessna.com. Our next episode will be released on Monday, featuring CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.